Each of the reports that have happened since into awful deaths of children, each of those reports have highlighted some of the same issues about not sharing information, about having an action plan that really meant an action plan. You know, not just allowing drift to occur. One of the things that struck me about when I joined the probation service was that you had a probation order for a limited amount of time with this individual, so that you had to have, from day one, an action plan and share that plan with the individual. You know, I expect you to look for a job, I'll help you get a job, I expect you to do this, I expect you to do that, I expect you not to offend and all the rest of it, and I'm going to see you every week or every 2 weeks until, etc. So there was a plan of action laid out, and I will report back to the court about whether or not you have done this. The thing about social work, of course it can go on for years with this, with the same individuals and same families, but it's got to be purposeful. It's got to be directed to an end product. It's not just a walk in the park. And that is the kind of thing that I personally attach a lot of importance to, the discipline of doing a thorough assessment of where we are now, what is the reality of the situation that we all face, and then having a plan of action so that we can evaluate whether or not there is movement or not movement, and whether the movement's going in the right direction.